Rachel Tyrrell has done an article on Mr. Dennis Bloomfield. I read with interest the article in the October edition of the BB about Dennis Bloomfield. Thank you to Jackie and Sarah Spencer for reminding us all about Dennis and his incredibly generous gifts to the village. It would be lovely to finally see an acknowledgement of his generosity. £50,000 in 1989 was a huge amount of money, plus all the individual gifts he gave to local organisations. It really is about time the parish council paid tribute to this modest, hard-working gentleman from Benson who gave so much back to his local community. And then there's a letter to the editor, which says, "Dear Editor, after reading the article about Dennis Bloomfield and the lack of a road, path, or close named after him, I thought I would write about a path near me. The path is called René Brogan Path. I don't expect many people living in the village will have heard of her. She was my next door neighbour and lived there for about 25 years. She belonged and volunteered in many of the groups in the village. She was very involved in St. Helen's Church and contributed a lot while she lived. She also volunteered at the Millstream Centre when it was known as the Day Centre. After she died, she had no family. She left her money to all the groups she belonged to, including the church, Bensington Society, the Evergreens, the Helpline, and the Millstream Centre. It was felt at the time that when someone suggested that the path between Miller Close and Westfield Road, it would be appropriate to name her after Irene Reaney. The ironic thing is, she would never walk along that path on her own." And Pat Stevenson contributed that.